This is James Coover with Key State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. Southern rust is very likely already lurking in our cornfields. Right now, it's just in its infancy as spores and infected corn leaf cells, but soon it will develop into rusty red pustules. Generally, this corn disease becomes more apparent in mid-July, but is often flying around unnoticed in June. This year, we've had somewhat favorable weather for southern rust, and the current humid and hot conditions are perfect for its development. Southern rust is a fungal disease of corn, and like most rust diseases, it doesn't overwinter in Kansas, but blows in from the south. In the past, southern rust was never much of an issue because it wouldn't get here until August, when grain filling was nearly complete. However, in recent years, rust has been coming much earlier. Last year, it was found on July the 11th, but based on the age of the pustulates, had been here since mid-June. The difference is, last year it was so dry in June and July that southern rust didn't have much of an effect. This year, with the current humidity at just the right time, we could be seeing a different story. The life cycle of southern rust is similar to common rust in that it blows in from the southern states. But common rust gets here much earlier in the growing season as it prefers cooler temperatures. Southern rust and common rust look fairly different from one another. Common rust has pustules that are a good size and occur on both sides of the leaf and have dark brown spores. Southern rust has numerous small pustules that mainly occur on the upper leaf surface and are light orange brown. Common rust, like its name implies, is common but rarely becomes a serious enough of an issue to cause yield loss. However, southern rust can become dense enough that fungicides are economical. Another fungal disease of corn, gray leaf spot, can be another yield-stealing fungal disease. Fortunately, many fungicides sprayed on gray leaf spot or shortly before tasseling will also protect from southern rust. These fungicides will only be effective for a few weeks, but that is usually all that is needed. There are some corn varietal differences when it comes to the resistance of southern rust, but some of the varieties grown here are low on the resistance scale. Check with your seed dealer guides to see if your variety has a good rust resistance. There is, however, a new strain of southern rust that has been shown to overcome even resistant varieties. Fungicide sprays at the first sign of southern rust coming into a field with a low resistant variety has been shown to have economic value. K-State Research and Extension has publications to help identify the different corn diseases and the efficacy of fungicides to southern rust, gray leaf spot, and the other corn fungi. If you suspect southern rust in your cornfield, please give me a call so we can help other farmers out by getting our area on the rust maps and reporting it to the state pathologist. Please contact me at 620-724-8233. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.